Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Emor. This week, Rabbi Daniel Landes discusses Emor. Rabbi Daniel Landes is the director of the Pardes Institute. And now, Rabbi Daniel Landes.
Thank you, Larry. This week is Parshat Emor, as we climb our way out of Passover, out of Pesach. There's a very strong connection with this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha is Parshat Emor, speak. And Emor tells us how to understand what we need to do. The verses, and the Lord spoke, this is in Emor. This is chapter 23. And the Lord spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you are come to the land which I have given you, and you shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring an omer, it's a sacrifice of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest. And he shall wave the omer, these first fruits, before the Lord, to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. We understand the Sabbath meaning the last of the holy days of Passover. And you shall offer that day when you wave the Omer a he lamb without blemish of the first year for a burnt offering to the Lord. And it refers to the meal offering, the sweet savor. And then it says, skipping a verse or two, and you shall count for yourselves from the morrow after the Sabbath, from the day you brought the omer of the wave offering, 7 complete Sabbaths shall there be. To the morrow after the 7th Sabbath shall you number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meal offering to the Lord, counting the sphira, which means counting the count. Those of us who remember Sesame Street as parents know that the count counts the party, counts who's coming to the party. Knowing how to count is very important. And you shall count from after the Sabbath day. Sabbath day, again, does that refer to the 7th day of the week, the Shabbat, but it means the day of resting of the last day of the holiday. You count from that. From that day that you brought the Omer, which is the day after the first day of Passover, 7 weeks, 7 perfect weeks to Mimot. And those really come to 50 days. So actually you count 49 days, 7 complete weeks. And the 50th day is there, and that's the holiday of Shavuot. And we count, and much anxiety ensues in families. Do you remember to count? Because according to the new law, if you make a bracha, if you want to make a bracha, which we do because it's a mitzvah, you can't miss a day. If you miss a day, then you can no longer make the bracha. You should continue counting. Because it says 7 complete. Sheva shavuot tamimot. You need tamimus. You need completeness, you need wholeness. And if you miss it at night, then the next day, during the day, you still can count without a blessing that day, but the next evening you can resume. And many laws ensue to this, I won't go them through, but just to talk about the heightened anxiety, which there's a lot of fun to that. In our house, we have little notes all over the house, have you counted the Omer? And whenever we as a family would remember that we needed to count the Omer, and whatever we would do, we would gather by the Omer counter, which would be the chart which would list which day. We would make the blessing, and we would count. We say, today is the first day of the Omer, today's the second. Today's the 7th day of the Omer, which is 1 week, so you count days and weeks. And you get that done, and we all set it. It takes a moment, but it's joy, and we go, and when we finish, and if we finish not having missed it, then we do. Many times I'm on a travel and I've received phone calls from Cheryl or from the children saying, remember to count the Omer. Have you counted the Omer? Stand up now, because if you don't count it, when you remember, you may forget. But there's fun and anxiety. But the whole purpose is to make the link between Passover to Shavuot, which in the rabbinic view is the link between freedom to acceptance, the responsibility of the Torah, of taking the Torah, receiving the Torah at Sinai, which we do all the time, but we certainly do on that 50th and that 50th day. So that's what we're involved in. But that's the question. What type of bracha is it? Because really, is it a commandment from the Torah? It's very clear it's a commandment from the Torah. But is it a commandment from the Torah in the present era? Because, as from the verses that I read, the counting, one could say, the counting is completely connected not only to the lofty ideas of liberation from Egypt to accepting Torah at Sinai, but is actually in a very practical way is the part of that sacrificial order of the offering given on that first day to the final offering given on the 50th day, agricultural offerings in which at the time of the temple, we declared that the whole world belongs to God and we offer up our first fruits, not as a sign of pride, but as a sign of humility and gratefulness to God. And since we no longer have the altar, we no longer have the sacrifices, we no longer have the temple, where does this counting stand? Now, it's interesting because the counting itself has become a great issue. And many of you have seen charts, have seen that, for example, starting really in the second great Kabbalistic revolution, which took place in Sfat in the 1500s, 1400s, 1500s, 15th century, in Sfat Safed, we see that that the whole Kabbalistic charting of the different manifestations of God's great characteristics or great ideals, and there's really seven of those considered on the lower spheres that are almost beyond our comprehension, but we get a feeling for it. And those seven are listed up against 7 days of the week. So you have seven times seven, you have 49, and those one interpenetrates the other. You see that counting has has almost transcended itself, if I could use that term, to go to the issues of godliness and accepting godliness. But is it still a mitzvah d'oraita? Or is it really a mitzvah d'rabbanan, a rabbinic mitzvah? The rabbi said, let's still count so we remember what we had and we can assign new meanings to it. It's a great debate. I think actually in reality, one looks at the verse, the connection really is to the temple ritual. When you look at many of the strongest Rishonim, it really would seem that it's no longer d'oraita. It's no longer a Torah command. It's a rabbinic command. It's kind of a zecher, kind of commemoration. On the other hand, when you say the blessing, it says, commanded us to count the Omer. And when you say the attaching prayer, the Yehi Ratzon, kind of a meditative prayer, it seems very much to move us into the direction that it's a mitzvah from the Torah, while at the same time a certain reservation that maybe actually in these days it is not. And I think there are two elements of how the mitzvah is done today, which actually are very much part and parcel with contemporary consciousness. That's not archaic. One is, or three elements. One element is that the I get choked up. That the mitzvah of counting the Omer should be done standing up. And that primarily with that It should be done each person themselves. Even though there's a great idea, Shomea Ka'ona, if you hear someone make the blessing and count the day, you can fulfill it that way. You don't even have to count yourself. The assumption is in the verses and the rest and the practice that everyone should count on their own. So this notion of individual responsibility, which of course has always been in Torah, but it speaks well to a contemporary consciousness. Your individual responsibility, you need to stand up and to be counted and to count. You need to do this. The second law, which I think also speaks to us very much, is the notion that according to everyone, that if you count and you don't understand what you're saying, even if you do it all in Hebrew, but you are not mindful at all, I'm not even speaking about being mindful of the great ideas, the Kabbalistic Sfirot, the Kabbalistic countings that they mount on top of our counting, not even that. But if you're not conscious in the most basic way of what day of the Omer it is, your counting is worthless. It doesn't count. You would really have to do it again. You really haven't counted. So the notion of standing up to count, of standing for that and placing yourself in the situation and then having full consciousness of what it is becomes a very important mitzvah. But the third, and I think the most important part, which also explains our difficulties of is it Diorait or Drabanan, refers to the law of regarding women. Women, as we know, in this formalistic halachic apparatus, understood as in general, not in all cases, not being commanded for positive ritual commandments that are time bound. Now, there are so many exceptions that that's a very guarded concept and very anxiety producing concept with regard if women are obligated or not obligated regarding prayer services and the like. But the specificity of the counting in terms of time, you should count that evening. If people are careful, evening after evening, yes, you can make it up during the day, but counting with a bracha evening after evening and doing it every evening, women being freed because they, according to the halachic understanding, they have other things to attend to in a very strong way, even though it's a mitzvah seish hazman garma, even though it's a positive commandment, which is time bound, time controlled. Nonetheless, women count sfira, and they count sfira with a bracha. Even those communities which are dubious whether women in other situations do a time bound commandment with a bracha or not, here they agree also, because as the great commentator, the Magen Avraham says on the Shulchan Aruch, Shavia alaihu chova. They have placed it upon themselves as an obligation. It is an obligation, not just as a mitzvah. Mitzvah means a voluntary act, which is important to do in its very specific form of what mitzvah means. Chova means obligatory, obliged. You have to do it. Which means they accepted upon themselves this situation, very much a postmodern consciousness in which you revealed within the halacha, or parallel to a postmodern consciousness, in which, in many situations, you can create an obligation for yourself. That's really in line with standing and being counted, with having consciousness. You create this obligation. So I would say we should also look very carefully at these three words, Shavya Alayu Chova. They have made it upon themselves as an obligation that they're obliged. But the word shavya, which means not they accepted. That's how I just interpreted it, and that's a general interpretation. But if you look really carefully, shavya means they've equalized it. They have equalized it upon themselves as a chovah. Is not as a secondary concept that we'll also be obligated or we'll take this upon ourselves. But no, we see the obligation. We have rediscovered the obligation. We have made ourselves shavya, They have made themselves equal in this and their in an obligation. They have equalized themselves. And therefore, in this equalization factor, whether it's D'oraita or D'rabbanan, at a certain point doesn't matter. If it's D'oraita, then for sure it's a Torah command. If it's D'rabbanan, then it's a rabbinic command. Then it's an aspirational command that we all accept and we take. Hopefully that this will transform itself into a D'oraita, into a Torah command. The notion of zaman, of time, of overcoming time, of being, not how we overcome time, by being cognizant of time, by counting time, we become not subject to time, but become masters of time through doing the mitzvah. This is something that men and women of this generation share together. It's a lovely, lovely mitzvah. And if you've missed a couple of days, so you may not make the bracha this year, but find a counting chart. Google it. You'll find it. Sfira chart. Sfira, counting Sfira. There's many of those. There's apps. And stand and say, this is this day of the Omer, as I write this, as I say this right now, is the 11th day of the Omer, which is 1 week and 4 days to the Omer, linking Passover to Shavuot, linking liberation to the acceptance of the Torah. Shavya Alayhu Chova, or Aleinu Chova, we make this into a full obligation upon ourselves. I wish you good counting. Stand to be counted. Stand and you are counted. We all count. We all are counted. Take care. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Landes. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.